Hello and welcome to the Aldo Theatre Show. We've got a great show lined up for you today. Alex, what have we got coming up?
Up next, we have Pains of Youth for you, and I'll be playing for you Don't You Forget About Me from the film The Breakfast Club, just for your breakfast. Guys, that was some brilliant singing.
Amazing effort there, guys. So we've got the Pains of Youth cast and crew in the studio. Welcome.
How's it going, guys? How are you?
Yeah, good.
So who have we got today? I know who you are, but our listeners do.
My name's Graham, and I'm co-directing the play.
My name is Leanne, and I am Arena. My name is Felix, and I play alt.
Very snazzy. How's the whole process going, guys? You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Absolutely great. It's just obviously we're like in pre-pro now, so...
It's quite intense. It's got really, hectic over the last 2 weeks, I think. It's all kind of happening now. It's exciting, though.
Do you want to give us a brief rundown of what the show is about?
The show? Well, it's basically about this chick, Marie. It's set in Vienna in the 1920s, and these seven medical students who are all friends with Marie, and she's planning a big celebration because she's just graduated. And it's about like the arguments and the romances and like the stresses of these seven people and their friendships and perhaps their non-friendships.
Marie's kind of the central point, and everything goes wrong around Marie, kind of basically. Yeah.
She's great though.
Wow. So you said it's about medical students. Are any of you actually medical students?
One of us is, and he doesn't even play the medical student. Yeah.
He plays the only non-medical.
Yeah, that's Callum. That's Callum. He's the one that.
Yeah. So that's been fun trying to get a rehearsal scheduled around all of those medic hours. Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty crazy.
He's great though. He's very committed to the course.
To the course. The course that we are.
Pains of you. Thank you for coming in today. How would you like to tell us about the audition process? How did that go?
Dun, dun, dun. How did you guys find it? Do you enjoy it?
I liked it.
Yeah, I loved the audition process, but like we were thrown in the deep end quite quickly, but in the best way possible. I think it had to be that way because it's such a sexually and emotionally driven piece. You had to be ready to open yourself up very quickly.
My only issue was that I got kicked out of Whiz Boy and Bounce really early on because Graham.
Zip Zap Boy. Or Whiz Boy Bounce.
He liked to play a little couple of drama games, and then we played my favourite game in the entire world called the Kissing Game.
Terrifying.
Which is,
what does that entail?
Well, you stand at either side of the room and you notice someone at a party that you had a really passionate one night stand with. And then you feel impulse to go up and give them a kiss. So you meet in the
right
middle,
in
right
grill.
In their grill. Yep. And then you realise it's not the person you thought it was. So you have to awkwardly retreat from the situation.
Wow. Oh my God, that sounds so fun.
It's a great game. It was really,
really
fun. But there is some lesbian kissing in the piece.
Uh-huh.
Like
all the girls
do
it
for the first time, and it would be really, you would be really like, oh, this is so nervy. It was so much fun.
We did some serious acting as well. It wasn't just like kissing each other. And that's why we've got such good actors.
Serious actors, you are. You know when the cast go to serious acting.
You know, like,
a real show.
Because at the end
show.
Of the day, we are all like actors.
Professional.
We are thespians.
We work in the theatre.
Respect the craft.
The craft.
So, how long are you into the rehearsal process? How long have you been doing this for?
Just over two weeks.
Yeah, this is our third
week.
Whoa,
that is mad.
It feels like months, so
we've had to pull it together very quickly.
And we rehearse every day, so it feels like we've been doing it for months and months, which is no bad thing, because it's great fun.
It's so nice, because like, all of us come from different like backgrounds. Like, we've got a history of arts student, medical student, I do theatre, like, Felix is kind of graduated, but he's coming back and stuff.
Kind of graduated. Not really, though. Still here.
But, like, it's so nice, like, rehearsals are the best part of our day, like in a non-cheesy way. It really is like the nicest thing to come back to. It's like a little fam.
It's like work and play at the same time.
Yeah, it's
like
really, really good fun.
Intense but fun.
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's really sweet.
Friends.
Is that a sarcastic voice?
It's just because I have no friends.
We won't talk.
This is all we do, so.
You pretend to be friends on
the radio
air.
Goblins.
So you mentioned about it being a bit of like sexual chemistry, a bit of emotions running high. Like, Leanne, I obviously know you quite well.
Yeah.
And I feel like you'd find it hard to deal with those kind of things. You being like the awkward, unsocial person you are.
I've never laughed harder at anything in my life.
How have you been dealing with that, Leanne? How's it been
going? I have been dealing with it great. No,
we
like,
typecast her in this role of a chick that doesn't do sex.
Oh. Look! What is this?
Ow.
Okay, right.
The claws
are
out.
Is this just like an attack of my human nature? What is this?
I just wanted to see how you would respond, and that was an excellent response.
It's been really weird because like we've just quickly had to kind of be like, okay, yeah, we'll just kiss each other, or yeah, we'll just do that. But it's so nice. We're really like free with it, so we're just kind of
it's quite
go with
it. It's quite a physical production as well. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of like fight scene. So it's like passionate, but like passionate. Yeah. It's like angry, sexy. Yeah.
Oh wow! Yeah.
So that's quite fun.
It's really good to watch. Good fun. I think it's really mesmerizing to watch, I'd say.
Okay, have you got a favorite line or a scene, something like that?
Favorite
Felix
line,
got, Felix has got some great ones.
Say it into the
go on. It's gonna sound really weird. Three, two, one. Where did you get your pajamas from? You both look so charming.
Oh, that's a gorgeous line.
It's just such a silly line.
It comes in the middle of some like very awkward, not a fight, but like the precursor to an argument.
Yeah,
it's sort of just thrown in there.
And he's just wondering.
Yeah.
Where do they get?
Another
pain?
One.
Just like, they are charming.
What is pain? It's just like no relevance.
Like all as a character is just like he's just such a he's like the old. Ponderer,
Felix, have you done any actor training before? Because that was impressive.
Thank you.
Have you been
much.
To RADA perhaps?
Nobody has been to Lambda, Alex.
Have you done Jonathan Pitcher's actor training module?
No, I just sort of come along from TG. Josh Ling taught me everything
he does. He's a doer. That's
he's
what we
a doer.
That's what we
sounds
like to
like
call them in the business.
Them yeah, in that play.
Why don't we get back to some logistics of the play?
We could do, yeah.
Well, like, when is it? Where can we see it? Where do we buy tickets?
So it's on Tuesday to Thursday. That is the 28th to the 30th of October.
We're selling tickets all the time
in the Union little store. You can get them online as well. Like our Twitter or whatever. Follow us on Twitter at TG Pains of Youth. That's the one.
Lots of fun pictures.
And there'll be more information. Yeah, there's great pickies. I'm sure you'll see our posters up everywhere. Yeah. They're really sexy.
Oh, are they? What have you done for your poster designs? Is it character posters? Well,
yeah, the cover page we've got at the minute, we've kind of like it's... a built up like long line of individual ones, but they're all very kind of beautiful,
tortured, yeah, they're tortured. Painful but sexy.
Oh. Oh, exploring the pains
of you. Oh.
She's got it.
There we go.
Got it.
There we go.
Not such a play on words after all.
Fantastic.
Well, we're going to play for you right now. I Like It Like That by Pete Rodriguez.
That's another really good one.
That's exactly the one we wanted.
Which is, it's from the film Chef, and it's also from the Odeon, the cinema. It's also always played there.
Hey.
Yeah, and it goes
this
like
guy.
This.
Shake, baby, if you think you're shy, do me a
Amazing. I absolutely love that. I've been jiving in the studio here. That is one of my favourite songs ever. And a great film as well, Chef. It's a good one.
It's a brilliant one. One of my favourites.
It is a good one. So, Alex, I understand that you have been to the theatre recently.
I have been to the theatre recently.
Yeah.
You are correct indeed.
So what have you seen? I saw a kind of a sneak preview picture on Instagram, which we'll tweet out.
Always Instagramming.
Always. But what is it that you've been to see? Where have you been to see it?
So I've been to see The Crucible by Arthur Miller at the West Yorkshire Playhouse. I went to see it last week. And you know what? It was interesting.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, I studied that book for GCSE.
Yeah, GCSE English.
Yeah,
I think
possibly year 9, year 10.
Or drama GCSE.
Or it could have been.
I think I did a drama GCSE.
Something literary. Something. I do remember that film quite clearly, and it was really traditional in the sense of when they were, you know, all the village and the Salem witch hunt and the trials and everything. It was really, they stuck very much to exactly how it would be.
Yeah.
Was the play like that? How did they kind of interpret the story? How did they put it on stage?
The play, it was interesting in that respect. In regards to continuity of the time, they completely shattered that.
Oh, okay.
Straight as you walk in, they're all... it's quite a large stage. I'd probably say it was like proscenium arch, which is pretty standard.
Mm.
But if you've been to the West Yorkshire Playhouse, it's kind of a hexagonal shape. And there is a word for the type of staging, but I can't remember what it is now. Sorry,
oh, gosh.
All of my drama teachers ever.
Yeah, they're going to be listening and hating you for that one.
Yeah, they understand.
Yeah.
But I don't. Anyway, so basically you come in, you sit down, and there's quite a lot of people on stage already sitting on chairs in like a church-style scene. Half of it is church, the back half and the front half, there's a bed on the stage. And what really shocked me, I think, the most was how there was this lighting, like on stage, like like white pole lighting.
Okay, like this fluorescent pole thing.
Yeah.
So white.
So like white kitchen lighting, and as I looked around a bit more of the stage, some more things started to like stand out. Like for example, some of the chairs were like plastic chairs.
So it's completely nothing to do with the 1800s sort of vibe.
Really, really nothing to do with that.
No.
And then also, obviously this was intentional. You're supposed to see this. Like, it's a clever tactic to take. But you know, it makes your mind work. There's a clever Brechtian quote I'll give you. He liked you to. He didn't want you to hang your brain up at the door like you would your coat.
Okay.
It wasn't overly naturalistic. I'm not going down that route. But it was interesting. It was thought-provoking, definitely. Mm. But all the costume was character costume, was period costume.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Like that blend of the two styles.
And the text, obviously, was exactly the same as Arthur Miller's text. But on that aspect, you know, it was an interesting adaptation, I would say. Mm. Of the film. I saw the film as well. Whether it worked or not, I'm still trying to decide.
Okay, you're unsure. Yeah,
because maybe I'm just a perfectionist or a philistine, or, you know, I can't quite figure out where I'm sitting on the fence there.
Yeah,
you know, that's what I felt about it.
Okay, so how was the acting? Like, they're quite big characters, like Goody Proctor and Abigail Williams, John Proctor, you know, they're all big characters to get to grips with. Do you think the actors did a good job of tackling them, or do you think they could have been tweaked a bit more work?
Unfortunately, every review I've read has suggested that the acting was marvellous and the cast were brilliant, and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
However, they must have had some sort of microphone problem on the night.
Oh no.
Or some sort of sound problem, because I missed quite a lot of the lines.
No way.
And obviously, you know, for professional production,
that is not on.
None of them were mic'd up, so they were reliant on microphones from the lights in the ceiling.
Right.
And you know, it's quite disappointing. That aspect of it was quite disappointing, because you know, when you can see people doing grand gestures and you can't hear what they're saying, or it sounds like a mumble, or so on and so forth, you know, something's lacking there.
Exactly. And with Arthur Miller's text as well, he writes something to be heard. You know, plays are visual pieces first and foremost, but they're also aural pieces. You know, they're supposed to be listened to, the text itself. Just it's very descriptive. It adds to the piece. So it's a shame that you weren't able to hear it, really.
Which is not good.
And especially when you pay money to go and see a professional production as well, you know, you can kind of forgive some things, but not being able to hear the play.
But they did. I didn't partake in this, but they did have a lot of student offers on links with the school, with the PCI school and Leeds University.
Of course, yeah.
To offer cheaper tickets, which is a really great thing that the West Yorkshire Playhouse
do. Yeah, you get 5 for free, isn't it? 10 for £5.
It's like £5 for £1. But then some £3 tickets and there was some other bits. But my sister bought the tickets.
So, oh, fantastic. So you weren't needing to use those services. But it is great that they're making professional theatre accessible and affordable to students, especially people in PCI, but also just general students around Leeds that might not get to afford to see things like that.
It's absolutely an essential, and I don't know where the funding comes from, but it's brilliant that they do that. Really, really brilliant.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's a really good piece to see. Would you advise anyone to go and catch it if they could?
Yeah.
Would you recommend it?
Definitely a recommendation.
Yeah.
You know, it's worth seeing culture no matter what it is. And it, you know, from a theatrical point of view and a dramaturgical point of view.
Yeah.
It's thought-provoking. It's interesting. Uh-huh. It's intelligent. Just because I had some issues with it doesn't mean it's a bad performance.
Yeah.
The Stage magazine gave it four stars or something. So,
oh, wow, yeah.
So, you know, it's well thought of. And you know, the guy who played John Proctor, I'm sorry, I don't know his name. You know, he was a big character and it was really well played, I thought. So, yeah, go and see if you get the chance, if it's still on.
Amazing. So check that out at wyp.org.uk, if I'm not mistaken. Or just type in West Yorkshire Playhouse on Google and you'll be able to see all of the things they've got going on. Up next, we've got a couple more show tunes. And then after that, we will be playing our Guess the Script competition for you guys to tweet us and let us know what you think the script is.
So here is I'll Make a Man Out of You by Donny Osmond from the film Mulan.
Oh, great one.
Daughters, when I asked for some. as a coursing river, with all the force of a great typhoon, with all the strength of a raging fire, mysterious as the dark side of the moon.
What a classic. Many an after school watch.
Love that song.
Has been to that song. I bet I've still got the VCR, actually.
I bet you have.
No, didn't throw that away. You can't even sell them now, can you?
Probably
couldn't even give it away.
You well, can yeah. sell anything.
Well, that's true.
I'm not going
to
buy it.
Okay. Maybe, does anyone want to buy a VCR of Mulan? Just let us know. Let us know. And also, we want you to let us know what script you think we are going to do. We've got a game coming up next, and we want you guys to get involved. So you can tweet us at ThisIsLSR or get on lsrfm.com and use our comment box on the Listen Now tab. We want you to get involved. So guess what we're doing. And Alex, how does this work, this game that we've got going on now?
Right.
What are we going to do?
I have taken a classic script mm-hmm. from one of my favourite films.
Yeah.
And you and I, me and you,
yeah.
Dom and Alex together. And Dom, Aldo Theatre Show.
That's the one.
We are going to perform it right now.
Oh, okay.
Because the scene has three characters, I'll be taking two, so I'll try and differentiate between the two.
Okay, yeah, do your own little thing there. That's fine.
You know what? We'll try and keep names out of it as much as possible.
We will.
But we'll give you a few hints and clues, right? So
should we
do it?
Okay, let's do it. Let's
get into character.
Smash it.
Rubber. Well, tip of the tongue, teeth and the lips.
Teeth and tits, darling. Teeth and tits.
You definitely can't say that on the radio.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
We can edit that bit out. Okay, let's start.
Okay,
Alex,
okay,
take it away. Take it away, Dee. Go, okay. Go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Good. Use your aggressive feelings, boy. Let the hate flow right through ya. Obi-Wan has taught you well.
I will not fight you, father.
You are unwise to lower your defences.
Your thoughts betray you, father. I feel the good in you. In conflict?
There is no conflict.
You couldn't bring yourself to kill me before, and I don't believe you'll destroy me now.
You underestimate the power of the dark side. If you will not fight, then you will meet your destiny. Ha! 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 Good! Good! You cannot hide forever.
I will not fight ye!
Give yourself to the dark side. It is the only way you can save your friends. Yes. Your thoughts betray you. Your feelings for them are strong. Especially for... sister. So you have a twin sister. Your feelings have now betrayed her too. Obi-Wan was wise to hide her from me. Now his failure is complete. If you will not turn to the dark side, then perhaps... she will.
Never!
Good, good. Your hate has made you powerful. Now fulfill your destiny and take your father's place at my side.
Never! I'll never turn to the dark side. You've failed, your highness. I am a Jedi, like my father before me.
So be it, Jedi. If you will not be turned... you will be destroyed. Young fool! Only now at the end do you understand. Your feeble skills are no match for the power of the dark side. You have paid the price for your lack of vision.
Father, please, help me. Help me!
Nah, young Skywalker, you will die.
That went all right.
That went really well. We've had some pretty cool tweets that have said, well, one of you have guessed very strangely, no, but what is the actual film, Alex?
I'll give you a bit of a clue.
Okay.
The film currently mm-hmm. is being remade.
Oh.
And the owners were Disney. They've bought it. But for the original, the text we've just read out to you was... Star Wars Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
A Lucasfilm. You know, a brilliant, brilliant film.
Brilliant film. I have to say, in all honesty, I've not watched it all the way through.
What?
Yeah, I know. We're going to have to discuss this now, aren't we?
I mean, what?
Yeah, I know. I know. I think Alex and I are going to go off and have a little argument. But in the meantime, we're going to play some more music for you. So, next up on LSR. You ready?
This is Cabaret by Liza Minnelli, which was one of my favourites.
Brilliant.
From Cabaret. And to be honest, it's one of my favourites in all my all-time favourite musical theatre songs. Here you go.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the have this girlfriend known as Elsie, with whom I shared four sordid rooms in Chelsea. She wasn't what you'd call a blushing flower. As a matter of fact, she rented by the hour. The day she died, the neighbors came to snicker. Well, that's what comes from too much pills and liquor. But when I saw her laid out like a queen, she was the happiest corpse I'd ever seen. I think of Elsie to this very day. I remember how she turned to me and said, what good is sitting all alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. And as for me, I made my mind up back in Chelsea when I go. I'm going like Elsie. Start by admitting from cradle to tomb.
Segment coming up for you. We're going to talk about some music that we really like at the moment, modern music, so not a show tune or song from a film explicitly, but every theatre goer knows that music is incredibly important in quite a lot of plays, not all. But I'm going to have a little chat about, after we've played it, about why I love this one. But it's something that's come up. I'm a diehard fan. This is something from his new album. It's Ben Howard's I Forget Where We Were.
Oh, hey, I wasn't listening. I was watching Syria, blinded by the sunshine strip. Yeah, you were in the kitchen. Oh yeah, my runner's mouth, the wounded with the wounder's will. And that's how summer passed away. Great dividing range of green, green grass and horn. Maybe it was peace at last, who knew? Hello, love, my invincible friend. Oh, hello, love, the thistle and the burr. Oh, hello, love, for you I have so many words. But I forget where we were. Listening, I was stunned by all of us, the blind leading out the board. And as per usual, you were skipping and laughing eyes at the bedroom door. Don't take it so seriously, no. Only time is ours, the rest we'll just wait and see. Maybe forget where we were.
Well, that was great. I really enjoyed that.
I absolutely love that song. So, it's, oh, when he gets into it. Oh,
why? So why do you like it so much?
I like it because it has a story in the song. It starts really slowly and he's just casual and then he builds up. And Ben Howard, when he gets going, oh my gosh. It was one of his other songs that I really love is called Depth Over Distance. And that's not been on an album or an EP, but it's the same. It starts really slow and then just builds up to a massive crescendo. And oh,
I refuse to listen to Ben Howard until he has been played on Made in Chelsea.
Yeah, he's not cool until he's done that, is he?
No.
Or, I think he has been, though.
Yeah, the new album.
I think he has
I
been.
I haven't watched this series, so...
Oh, you haven't? No. Oh, God, it's on tomorrow night. I'm absolutely
so excited. Everyone's in couples at the moment, and then they dissipate.
It's so difficult to just watch over and over and over again, though. It's not like a Breaking Bad or a, no. It's not a good television program.
No. You watch it when it's on, or, you know, catch yeah. up, like, one day after. But after She's that, right. you don't really
She's
care.
She's right, you know.
So what song have you got?
So I've picked something which is really poignant for my summer. It was a big song, and it has a lot of memories for me. Aww. And that is Thinking Out Loud by Ed Sheeran. And it's just a beautiful song with a beautiful video.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the same.
a brilliant song. I've never heard that.
You've never heard it. You must have heard it. It's impossible for you not to hear it.
I have to say, I'm not. Ed Sheeran has not been on my radar recently.
Ed Sheeran has been on everyone's radar recently.
I must have been under a rock.
His new album, Multiply, is huge.
And my dad bought it. It's got that lurid green cover, hasn't it?
I quite like it.
Yeah.
It's better than the orange of...
But oh, I see what he did there.
Yeah, he did Plus and Addition and then Multiply.
So is he going to quit after four albums?
Well, no, because...
Oh, brackets.
He could do, Division and... Oh, that's probably one of the four, isn't it?
Yeah, that is.
I'm a theatre student, not a math student.
He could do... he could start on Grammar. Quotation marks.
So, Dom, do you want to ask me why I like why I like the song?
How do you find it? Why that one then?
You so,
in your summer.
This summer, I.
What did you get up to?
I went to a controversial place, known as Israel.
Oh, okay, okay. You
Where there may or may not be a war on, and I was a tour leader for 40, 16 year olds.
What?
And they wrote a song. To Thinking Out Loud, and they were all extremely talented, and I was quite gobsmacked at how great they were.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
And there was even a rap in it.
What?
Yeah, and he bossed it, so honestly it was a great song, and it brings back a lot of happy memories.
Oh, that's so sweet. So what else did you get up to in Israel?
Well, running to bomb shelters was quite a big one. But, let's not get hung up in controversy. It's not the most popular place of late.
No. This isn't the politics show.
No, but I did do that. And, I have a lot of opinions. And if you want to know them, you can come and talk to me privately. But, it was a great summer and I did a lot of fun. And, I just love that song so much because of it. And, I hadn't even heard the song before they wrote it.
Oh, really?
So I was at first I thought they'd written it originally.
Oh,
and
so
I was
you were absolutely blown away.
I was like, you guys need to get signed right now.
Amazing. Well, that has been a really great little thing that we've just done. I've really enjoyed that.
Brilliant.
Maybe we'll bring it back next week.
Maybe
we will. Let us
know.
Tweet us at ThisIsLSR if you'd like us to play a couple more modern tracks every week. Or let us know in the comments box and we will consider that for next week. But what have we got coming up next, Al?
So next we have Hannah Wachtman, who is going to tell us a little bit about Little Leeds Fringe.
Oh, now this has been on my radar.
And she is a big pusher of this and she does a lot of work to do with it. And obviously next she'll tell us what's coming up.
Fantastic. So we'll have a song in the meantime. But next up, I've got Little Leeds Fringe.
Hello, I have an exclusive interview right now with Hannah Wachtman, who is going to tell us all about her project this year, Little Leeds Fringe. Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and I'm very excited to be here talking to you right now. So, Little Leeds Fringe, what is it?
Well, it's my enterprise project for this year, so it's part of my third year module, and it's basically...
Theatre and performance?
Yeah,
Okay.
Third year theatre performance. And it was designed by a student 3 years ago as a platform for the people of Leeds who have creative work that they want to display to put on to the public without having to pay for spaces the normal amount that you'd have to pay for a space. So last year I worked as an assistant on the project, which was still an enterprise project last year. So this year I've taken it on myself.
Okay, so let's talk a bit more about Little Leeds Fringe. What happens there? What goes on?
So the first stage is that people apply and they send in an application to the Little Leeds Fringe, and then we sort out spaces for them, and then so it'll be in Stage at Leeds and the Union Buildings this year as it was last year. So then we allocate the spaces to the performers, and then we take their marketing material from them and put it on our digital marketing and on posters around the place, advertise the shows for them, and then they take care of all the rehearsal, and then it's just a week of performance.
Well, I'm pretty excited for it. Obviously, you're going to be pretty excited for it. Why did you get involved with this? What's your reasoning behind it?
Last year, the reason I wanted to get involved is because I wanted to get some sort of work experience in something, because the Little Leeds Fringe, the way that it's run is very much like you would run a professional theatre festival. And I just got in touch with the girl who was running it last year to get some work experience and to have experience working in something that is actually professional rather than associated with the university, so it's just an amateur status. And then this year I just thought I could make it bigger and better, so I took it on myself.
Big words there, Hannah. Big words. So last year, obviously, big things happened, and it's quite popular, I presume. What are you hoping to do differently this year now you've put your own slant on it?
This year, we want to make it more of a festival-y vibe, so there'll be lots of things going on in the day. No glow. Well, I guess we could have glow sticks.
I'll bring my glow sticks.
Not part of my marketing plan so far. But so we're going to... Every day we'll have a different theme. So there'll be stuff going on in the day, and then it will lead up to one big event in the evening. And this will be more just tie it together as the Little Leeds Fringe presents these artists, as opposed to there's lots of different performances going on and they're not really linked.
Okay, so you said last year you were assistant on it. Do you have an assistant this year, or is it all just you?
There was a girl who worked with us last year called Ellie, and she's going to be my assistant this year, and she's in the second year managing performance, so it might be that she takes it on next year. So it's kind of like a pass on the baton.
Legacy.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So if I wanted to get involved with it, let's say I want to put on a show or take a bit of a chunk of it, how do I do that?
So applications for performing in the Fringe open tomorrow, and the way you get your hands on an application form is just to email thelittleleedsfringe@gmail.com, and then I can send an information pack and an application form, and then you just return that to me, and then we have a look who can fit in what space just in the timescale that we have. I've also had people contact me because they want to have a go at running the event, so then there'll be people who help me with certain days or certain aspects. And obviously I've got my assistant. And last year, to be Fran's assistant, I just replied to an email that I got through the PCI and just asked her. And then we met up, and then the rest is history, as they say.
The start of a beautiful relationship. Right, well, that's really great. I kind of want to get involved now, but I've got enough work on with my radio show and university. But let's finish now. Tell us, you said before the interview that you worked in Edinburgh this year.
Yeah.
What part of Edinburgh are you going to bring to Leeds? You know, obviously, Fringe Festival brings, like, ideas and visions of Edinburgh. What are you going to bring? Is it the deep-fried Mars bars? Or is it, you know, Glaswegians and Edinburgh people? I can't think of the abbreviation for their name. Are you gonna bring some, like, classic Scottishness to Leeds? Or are you going to try and make it very much like a Yorkshire thing?
In Edinburgh, I worked at Sea Venues, and we had a massive sea bar, and that's what I want to bring from Edinburgh with me. Just every night after the festival, we all go to one of the many bars in the Union or the Stage at Leeds bar, and that gives people to talk to, gives them a chance to chat to people about their performance or to chat to other people who are in the Fringe, just to make it more of a group environment.
Are you condoning getting drunk?
No, I didn't say get drunk. You could just have one or two sensible drinks.
Of course, of course. So if we want to find you, are you on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah, to find us on Facebook, you just search The Little Leeds Fringe, and our logo at the moment is a big green bubble, so you'll be able to distinguish us from all the other Little Leeds Fringe festivals. And on Twitter, our handle is L Leeds Fringe.
Wow, thanks so much for talking to us, Hannah. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, it has.
And like I said before, I can't wait to come and see a bit of the Fringe. Obviously, free press tickets you'll sort out for me. So we'll see you there.
Yes, you will.
Okay, thanks very much.
Well, what a great show that was.
Brilliant. I really enjoyed myself. It's so fun.
I had a billboard time.
Is that the new thing we're going to say?
Well, I got it from Amy Winehouse. God rest her soul.
Oh, may she rest in peace. Mm. But you can tune in to us next Sunday at 11. We'll be chatting more theatre and more creative things on campus. Or you can listen to us as a podcast. We're going to upload it to Audioboom so you can get your fix during the week as well.
Have a great week, guys.
Enjoy it, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Booyakasha.